Chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, after Nebuzaradan, the chief of the guard, let him go free from Ramah. He had taken him there bound with handcuffs, and he was among all the exiles of Jerusalem and of Judah who were being deported to Babylon. Then the chief of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him,
Jehovah your God foretold this calamity against this place. And Jehovah has brought it about just as he said, because you people sinned against Jehovah and did not obey his voice. That is why this has happened to you. Now I am releasing you today from the handcuffs that were on your hands. If it seems good to you to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will look after you. But if you do not want to come with me to Babylon, do not come. See, the entire land is before you. Go wherever you choose.
While Jeremiah still had not turned back, Nebuzaradan said,
Return to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has appointed over the cities of Judah, and stay with him among the people, or go wherever you choose.
The chief of the guard then gave him a food allowance and a gift, and let him go. So Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, and stayed with him among the people who were left in the land. In time, all the army chiefs who were in the field with their men heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah the son of Ahikam over the land, and that he had appointed him over the men, women, and children from the poor people of the land who had not been deported to Babylon. So they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. They were Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, Johanan and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, Sariah, the son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, and Jezaniah, the son of the Maacathite, together with their men. Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swore an oath to them and to their men, saying,
Do not be afraid of serving the Chaldeans. Live in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will go well with you. As for me, I will stay in Mizpah to represent you to the Chaldeans who come to us. But you should gather wine, summer fruits, and oil, and put them in your storage containers, and settle in the cities that you have taken over.
And all the Jews who were in Moab, Ammon, and Edom, as well as those who were in all the other lands, also heard that the king of Babylon had let a remnant stay in Judah, and that he had appointed over them Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan. So all the Jews began returning from all the places to which they had been dispersed, and they came into the land of Judah to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and they gathered wine and summer fruits in very great quantity. Johanan the son of Kareah and all the army chiefs who were in the field came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. They said to him,
Do you not know that Balas, the king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael the son of Nethaniah to kill you?
But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam did not believe them. Then Johanan the son of Kareah secretly told Gedaliah in Mizpah,
I want to go and strike down Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, and no one will know. Why should he kill you? And why should all the people of Judah who have gathered to you be scattered, and the remnant of Judah perish?
But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said to Johanan the son of Kareah,
Do not do this, for what you are saying concerning Ishmael is a lie.